If a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down, imagine what a screenful of Oscar-winning actresses like Viola Davis and Maggie Gyllenhaal is going to do for the right-wing ideology of school choice and privatization. This Friday, movie audiences across the nation will be treated to the feel-good morality fable Won't Back Down. Sure, on the surface it may conjure grit and righteousness through its two heroines, a mother and a teacher who rally through unlikely odds and save a troubled school by turning it into a charter operation. But as the Huffington Post pointed out earlier this week, behind the surface sweetness lies a sour punch. At its heart, Won't Back Down is a direct endorsement of the so-called parent trigger movement, wherein parents, via a petition process, gain the power to restructure the administrations of their children's public schools by extreme measures like firing the principal, firing half the teachers, and overhauling the school into a for-profit charter school. What's worse, the film boasts not-so-tenuous ties to Republican ideologues Michelle Rhee, Rupert Murdoch, and even Philip Anschutz, the owner of the production company behind the film, who is directly tied to conservative Bill Mill, the American Legislative Exchange Council. Alec, naturally, has been aggressively pursuing parent trigger legislation in 17 states, including Florida. Though parent trigger failed in the Florida Senate in March, it's expected to rear its ugly head again in the 2013 legislative session. So if you decide to see this film in order to warm your heart or those of your family, please consider the sources. They are, after all, considering the cold cash in your pocketbook.